In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who bear witness to Christ, that God, who has given them a spirit of not fear, but of power and self-control, would bless them with winsomeness and wisdom to speak his word in faith and love to all who will hear. Let us pray to the Lord. For pastors whom God has called to a holy calling, that he would embolden them in their testimony concerning our Lord Jesus, strengthen them by his power to suffer courageously for the gospel. Guard the good deposit entrusted to them. Let us pray to the Lord. For all Christian homes, that husbands and wives may love and forgive each other, that parents may be faithful examples to their children, and that orphans may know the joy of a home, let us pray to the Lord. For those who exercise authority over us, who execute justice and defend us against our enemies, and all who make and administrator and judge our laws, let us pray to the Lord. For all who are suffering from the effects of sin in their minds, all who are suffering from any other things of body and mind, especially Chris and Dale and any others that we announce now or hold in our minds, that the Lord would grant them faith, perseverance, if it is for their good, healing even their time of trouble. Let us pray to the Lord. For strength and faith through God's word, hearts prepared faithfully to receive his divine gift, which brings the immortal body and blood of Jesus to our very lips. Let us pray to the Lord. For strength against temptation, that God would guard our steps, that in our weakness, in our liberty, we do not cause others to sin. Let us pray to the Lord. Almighty and everlasting God, deliver us from temptation and the powers of evil, that we may be faithful unto death and receive from you in your hand the crown of everlasting life. Whether we live or die, we belong to you. Comfort us with this promise, that we may join the company of the saints on your appointed day and enter into the heavenly places to worship your throne on high. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.